It's Eric Hansen in Aledo, Illinois, with the Mercer County Golden Eagles girls basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. I think that's the longest cheer in the history of Hometown Heroes. All right, let's meet the Mercer County Golden Eagles girls basketball team.
Carly Steinman, freshman guard.
Maggie Harrison, freshman guard. Ellie Lower, senior point guard.
Bailey Blazer, junior forward.
Josie Finch, junior forward.
Alyssa Hess, junior guard.
Emma Coulter, junior guard.
Kenzie Baker, senior guard.
Danny Hagen, sophomore center.
Tess Taylor, junior guard.
Kylie Ori, sophomore guard.
Carly DeFries, freshman guard.
Erica Sadam, freshman post.
Sierra Lockmore, sophomore forward.
Gracie Olson, sophomore guard.
Brooke Ziegenhorn, sophomore guard.
Lillian Hucky, freshman guard.
Rebecca Larson, freshman post.
Shauna Gilbert, freshman post.
Rebecca Hess, sophomore guard.
Clay Coulter, freshman post.
Tori Heath, freshman post.
I'm with the coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles girls basketball team, Caitlin Engwall. How are you, Caitlin?
I'm good. How are you?
Tell us a little about yourself. How long have you been at Mercer County High School?
I'm actually a graduate of Aledo High School, and I have been involved with the program here for the last 4 years. My first year as a volunteer, my next year as an eighth grade coach, then I moved up to JV. So I guess this would be my fifth year because this is my second year as varsity coach.
Tell us a little bit, you said you had a pretty good week. Tell us a little bit about the Mercer County Golden Eagles girls basketball team this year.
Right, we're 12-7 so far, 3-2 in the conference. We had three games this week and we varsity went 3-0. We just opened up the Lincoln Trail Tournament Conference tournament last night, and we won our first game in pool play, and we are off for the rest of the week just practicing here, and then we'll turn around and play four games next week.
Holidays crazy busy for you, I bet.
Yes, there really is. No Christmas break. We play in a tournament at Erie over the Christmas break, and that was a good tournament for us as well. We made it to the championship game of that tournament for the first time ever. We got second. We lost to Weathersfield by one, but had an excellent week of basketball.
Tell us about maybe some of your standouts that make some of these other girls play a little bit harder.
So a little history will help. 2 years ago, we only had 12 girls in the entire high school program, and six of them were freshmen, and that's our junior class now. So by default, they've been playing varsity for, this is their third year now, out of necessity. So along with them, we've got two seniors. They're very talented, Kenzie Baker and Ellie Lower. They do good work for us. Our juniors have really stepped up this year. And Alyssa Hess in particular, since that Erie tournament over Christmas break, has been playing excellent for us. Danny Higgins is a 6-foot sophomore. This is her second year starting varsity. And she came a long way over the summer. And we added Kylie Ori as a sophomore. Carly Steinman is a freshman, and Maggie Harrison is also a freshman, and they're playing varsity with us this year as well and making good progress as the year goes along.
I don't know if this is necessarily a sports question, but you've been doing this a little while. What do you, you go home every day feeling good, why? What about girls basketball makes you happy?
I played basketball in high school and in college. Just generally speaking, I really like this age group of kids. I think they're real impressionable, and it's fun to build those relationships with them and feel like I can be a mentor to them and help them grow, not just as basketball players, but as young adults. And it's fun now, in particular with this junior class, I started coaching them when they were in eighth grade. So it's fun to kind of watch them grow, and now they're starting to talk about, you know, college plans in another year. So that makes me happy, watching them grow into good young adults, and it's very enjoyable.
It makes us pretty happy coming about 47 minutes away from Galesburg that Mercer County votes big time for Hometown Heroes. You guys came through with votes like crazy. The community support great at games too?
Yes, community support really I think is excellent for any sport here for Mercer County High School. So when we found out we were nominated for Hometown Heroes, I felt good about our odds.
You really brought it. So good job. And we might be back with, we got t-shirts and a plaque for you. Could be back with that $1,000 check and that big old trophy soon, Caitlin. So congratulations.
Great. Thank you.